It's not about us anyway. It's about these guys. Welcome them into the studio. Simon Bird, Blake Harrison, James Buckley, Joe Thomas. They are the in-betweeners.
Morning. Woo. How are you, chaps?
Very well.
Yes.
Good.
Hang on, let's come around here so I can see you properly. That's better.
We're all good, thank you. You morning people in
James, you don't look like a morning person.
Oh, I'm fine.
No?
You've got really itchy eyes.
You've got itchy eyes? Come to one or the other, mate.
Thank you very much.
There you go.
No, I think I've got hay fever.
Have you?
Oh.
Yeah.
You've not been crying out there.
No. Sure, because if you have, Sarah will give you a big hug.
On camera.
Yeah. Maybe he has been crying.
I've been crying. That's what scared you. So welcome along then to the show. Are you up nice and early this morning?
Pretty early. Nothing compared to you though, I see.
Well, normally I'm up about 6:30, but I got up a bit earlier this morning coming to.
Well, you have to, don't you, this week?
Yeah, just for 1 week only. So you guys, when did you get back? Hello, we didn't say hello by the way, Jordan.
Hello,
we,
how are you?
I'm very good. Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too.
I think I saw you all at the NTAs a couple of years ago. I was that big, heavily pregnant woman who was waddling around.
Oh, yeah.
I probably tried to.
How did that turn out?
I had a baby.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I had a baby.
Thought it might.
Yeah.
I told you.
It was weird.
It was a couple of years old.
It wasn't just wind.
No.
It was a little baby girl called Renee.
Hey, congrats.
Yeah, thanks. She's gorgeous. She's very beautiful. And since then, so you've been busy sort of off doing the movie then?
That's right.
Does that mean you're officially movie stars? Can you put that on your passport?
Well, I guess so.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
But you've not actually seen it yet, though, have you?
No, we saw it. We've seen it.
Our notes said that you hadn't seen it yet, which I thought was weird, because normally when people come in to plug the movie, they've at least seen it.
Oh, we've seen it.
We have now seen it. We had to, we were like, can we see it? Because we don't...
It's difficult to talk about it when you've not seen it.
It's hard to talk about it when we've not seen it. And we've seen it, and we really like it. It's really good.
It's the right answer.
Once again, with passion. No, you're pleased. Did it turn out? Is it weird?
Yeah, we were really pleased. Like, we were really nervous about it because it's our first movie. Mm. This is the first movie we've made of The In-Betweeners, obviously.
And did you feel like you had less control over it than you would do over the series, or just about the same?
I think it's
man?
Just that it was a new thing because the
we
series
don't have
is,
any control over any anything. Control. So
yeah,
no. The name and the writer.
I would not be given control.
Yeah.
To the point where we'll literally say it's instead of it is.
You know, right.
And they'll be in there like, no, guys, no, we've had meetings about this it's, and we need to make sure that it is.
Right, so they put a lockdown on it.
I think the people who actually, the adults in the process, probably actually did have a lot of control, which is why they didn't want to do make it a kind of big.
It's not a studio film. It's an independent British film, which they've had, the writers have had total control over it in the way they did for the series.
It's relatively cheap for a big movie.
Yeah,
it costs
I think that kind of goes along with the. Absolutely. Yeah, we funded it. We out of loose change.
Any potential employers out there, we are incredibly cheap.
Pretty cheap.
Well, most of the budget must have gone. What was it? So you filmed it in Crete, didn't you?
We filmed it in Crete. We did a tiny little bit of filming in Crete. There was a trailer of us walking down a street, which was set, which was filmed in Crete. But in the principal shoot, we filmed in Magaluf.
And how long did you spend in Magaluf then, full time?
About a month.
Yeah. A month?
Wow. Yeah,
which is a lot, isn't it, in Magaluf? I mean, I've spent 4 days in Magaluf.
You live pretty fast in Magaluf.
Yeah, and it was time to come home, to be honest with you.
After 4 days?
Yeah.
So after a month?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's like going on a stag night for a month, so it is quite, it takes its toll.
And what was your schedule like? Was it every day filming from like 8 until... Was it normal sort of schedules and then you'd go out at night or would you try and just...
We'd try and get out at night every now and again, but it was mainly like, because obviously the working hours were quite long, we'd go out for a nice relaxing tapas and some red wine and try to keep it quite civilised.
Sometimes we'd be doing night shoots as well, so it'd be... You'd start the day at like 10 in the evening.
And would you have like local Magaluf security guys who'd be sort of guarding you
as you
filmed?
We did have some local security guys, didn't we? There was we had a couple of Frank. And what
Frank? Frank, is he Spanish?
Well, he was Spanish. He,
Franco.
Yeah. Franco.
Franco. Oh. Yeah. Yeah, it was. He lived general. In the hills. Yeah. He lived in the hills in Spain for most of the year.
What? He was a hill man?
Yeah. Like, he was. He lived off like berries and rabbits.
Right.
It was like Bear Grylls mixed with like Neanderthal man.
He and was. He, you wouldn't want to mess with him. He was big.
Hairy.
The opposite, actually.
Right, it's smooth.
But that wasn't stipulated or anything. We wanted entirely hairless security operative.
Yeah. They asked for that today, so that's why Matt Fincham's coming. He's wanted a hair-free young man to hang about. Was it when you went to watch the film in the screening, was it in like a proper movie-style screen? Or did you just watch it like on the director's telly?
We was in a small screening room.
Just you.
The projector and stuff.
Us and some of the other actors. Yeah. The girls.
The lovely ladies.
The girls came along. And we sat in the big chair. There were four luxury chairs.
And then everyone else had to sit.
We were chivalrous and gentlemen at all. We were like, all big chairs having them.
Yeah. Everyone else is cross-legged at the front, like on a school assembly.
So, yeah.
Exciting stuff.
But you know when you're filming, obviously, in Magaluf, and obviously you need to be getting real-life scenes on the streets, it must be difficult, surely, because you must have all the oi-oi polloi behind you kind of giving it low. Did that happen?
Yeah, so
or?
That's why we filmed it off-season, so we were in Magaluf in, like, January, February.
It was cold.
Yeah,
it was
actually...
Are there some naked scenes, and that's why you're keen to point out it was cold over there? Because you were straight in there with the, like... It was cold.
Freezing cold.
I mean, you might have... there is a naked scene.
They got a stunt double.
Right.
Did you?
I wasn't up for it.
It wasn't hairless Franco, was it?
It's the first instance of in between us full frontal.
Yeah, it's full frontal.
Although we had a slight frontal.
Yeah, you get half.
Yeah, you've had a bit of,
well, a third frontal.
Yeah,
partial frontage.
Yeah, I'm finding it difficult to look at you now because was that your real ooly gooly?
Yeah, that was real. Yeah,
I wasn't up for it.
You didn't mind, did you?
I didn't really mind. I don't really think of it as
work
mine
without it hanging out nowadays. So
it's the people's.
It's the people.
It's state property.
It could have been up on that plinth. It could have been.
You're going to get typecast.
It's the property of the crown. Actually,
I had a double, and they superimpose his parts on my body.
Right.
Really?
Yeah.
Super is the word.
They were really... I think they were all quite annoyed with me that I wasn't up for doing it because I think the shot cost quite a lot of money.
It's probably like half the budget was on the dangly...
Yeah, but I mean, I didn't have the... well, there's a pun there somewhere, isn't there? So.
We'll find that. We'll work on that after.
Exactly.
That'll
be great before nine.
We'll find that a little bit later on. So when people go and see it, will it be... Is it like a long episode of The Inbetweeners, or does it change into...
No, I think it's a bit of a step up from the... That's something we were worried about, that it would just, you know... There wasn't necessarily a reason for doing it. Mm. It might feel like a long TV episode.
I was happy with that.
Yeah, James didn't mind that.
I think the TV show is quite good.
Yeah,
but we think the film. Like, I think the film has a lot more to it and a real sort of story arc. Getting pretentious.
Story arc. I like it.
This isn't what people want to hear. Yeah. We're talking about, there's a story. Yeah. You just want to see people naked and vomiting.
Feature-length stunt doubles and story arcs.
Yeah, we like a story arc. Does Will... We've seen the trailer. Mm. Does Will get with a nice lady?
You have to go and see and find out.
When is it? Very good. When is it actually out?
Well, I'll tell you, Sarah. Thank you for asking.
Seamless.
Previews begin this Wednesday, the 17th. And then the film is out on general release on Friday, the 19th, and it's a 15.
Okay.
So you can all go and watch it.
That's this coming Friday, isn't it?
Yeah. Well, this Wednesday.
Of course, and then this Friday.
The premiere's tomorrow night, isn't it?
That's right. Yeah.
Are you going to do a Tom Cruise? I mean, you don't have to marry Katie Holmes. Are you going to go and
kissing babies and all that stuff?
There won't be anyone there. I'll go up to people and say, oh, do you want me to talk on the phone? They should be looking at me like I'm some weird.
And you're saying, you've already spoken to my mate three times in the last half an hour.
Try and have a phone conversation. Yeah. Like, you go, like,
so have all the invites gone out to, I mean, there's some celebrity, you know, you're always going to get a couple of girls from Hollyoaks. They'll turn up.
Yeah.
We'll see. We'll see.
Saying all this, but I bet, have you got your outfit ready and that for the big premiere?
Yeah, I'm wearing a suit. I'm wearing a suit from Topman. 100 quid. Bosch.
Nice.
Other high street retailers are available.
Are available, of course. To buy suits from.
Absolutely.
So when people meet you guys, are they do they presume that you're obsessed with Nookie and with girls and with rude jokes? What's people's sort of general reaction to you if they see you?
I guess it's a bit of that. Yeah. I think people are mostly disappointed, I guess.
I know I am.
I wish we were as exciting as our characters, I guess.
I mean, you've got a cravat on. Nobody expects that for a start, you know.
I mean, there's not many people come in this early with a cravat on.
There's not many people who are willing to defend the old ways.
It's good.
But and the monocle you're wearing, that is ever so charming.
My mother-in-law bought me this for my birthday.
It's very lovely. Your actual mother, are you married?
I'm not married.
It's
my girlfriend's mum.
Your partner's mum.
My second mum, basically.
That's very. Is she listening now?
Probably. She doesn't really get up too much. So.
Do you want to? Do you want to give her a shout out?
Yeah. All right, Edith. Yep, I'll be up soon for a piece and square sausage.
Is that code?
No.
Is that in the movie?
No, it's she's from she lives in a town called Galston.
Where the pigs are square.
Well, no, that's the thing, they have square sausage up in Scotland.
Yeah, you can't, it's brilliant. Can't beat square sausage,
I've
can
had
you?
Square sausage, actually.
Yeah, so have I.
I've had
round sausage, square sausage.
No, it's going to move on to egg.
Oh, I see.
Like triangle egg.
Keep it going.
There are more
pyramid egg.
Changing the subject. Blake is wearing the same swimming shorts that I nearly bought for my holidays. Weirdly,
what are the swimming?
I suppose the question is, why is Blake wearing?
They cover up for swimming shorts. Yes.
Yeah, they've got the ones that
they single up for swimming shorts.
They've got a lining in them, haven't they? I nearly bought them.
Have they got the netting in?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Do you have to wear netting?
It's like a safety net.
I'll just double check.
Oh, you got box.
Oh, we're on camera, by the way.
Oh, yeah, you see, told you.
Yeah. One for the ladies.
They do have the netting.
Yeah.
I'm a practical man. I buy one pair of shorts I'm wearing for two different occasions.
Has it got that's good. I like it.
Put your change in.
Yes, they do. They do normally. To put your change in and your locker keys.
Old, I had a pair of Speedos that had a little pouch. Sort of down the front.
Well, this is why you had to have your stunt double as well.
Well, yeah, there you go.
There's the injury from keeping his pocket money in his pants that he's never recovered from. Yeah. Okay, so have you got to go and do loads of this sort of stuff then and go and talk to people about
we
the
do,
film?
We do, yeah.
And that?
I mean, this was the one we were most excited
about.
I'm sorry, Chris isn't here. I imagine.
Oh, don't worry.
Right? Were you like, wow, the Chris Moore show? Oh, who's doing it?
We got rid of Chris. That has been
oh,
really? Like, we ain't doing it with Chris. We want Sarah.
Yeah.
Where is Chris? Where is he on holiday?
He's in a secret location.
Magaluf.
No, he's at home with his huge gates and big dogs.
Probably sat in a leather
swivel
chair.
Quite a weird question from Jack. Well, no, I don't worry. Specifically, it's weird.
What country?
What continent? But yeah, well, you know. Say hello.
I'll pass on your regards.
We'll send him your best.
Please do.
So the movie's out. They can go and watch it this week.
Correct.
Is it the sort of first date movie or are there some moments that
it's
would be
uncomfortable?
It's a first
date movie. It's for couples that are getting divorced. funeral and like, after
all the
that
lads
you want to
can go, you know, all the lads can go to see
grandma's
us being
birthday.
Rude. Yeah, definitely take your grandma.
But are there bits in there, for example, without giving any details, but if you were there, you know, on a potential first date where if you laughed at certain bits, you would then be worried about...
I reckon there is one line that if you laughed at it, you would, you know...
She might look at you funny and kind of go, do you know what, I don't ever want to see him again. No, that sort of...
I don't think so.
No?
I don't know
what line you'd
I'd love to know that as
well.
Interesting.
We'll have to watch the movie again along with millions of other people who will be this weekend. Well, chaps, lovely to see you.
Thanks very much.
We shall set you free like elk You can you can gamble off the W you want, and you can go for a swim in North Blake if you wanted.
I will.
Don't you worry. Blake's going to go off for a swim, and the rest of you, thank you very much. Between us, thank you. Just play a quick song, and then we'll get some music. Okay.